Lively Stone's Meditations for Friday, 22nd April, 2022. John 16. The Spirit of Truth. John 16, verses 5 to 15. But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. The Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, from the Greek parakletos, helper, advocate, comforter, is no better explained than in Jesus' words to his disciples here. The purpose of the Spirit of Truth is to act as Jesus' presence with all who follow him when he is no longer physically in our company. As always, what Jesus says illuminates our understanding, otherwise we could easily fall into error. He names this guide and helper the Spirit of Truth, and personified as he, so that we are to know that the Holy Spirit is someone with whom we should have an intimate relationship, just as we would if Jesus stood before us. As has been said, it's an inside job, and Jesus is preparing his disciples and us for that direct connection which bypasses all of our external resistance, our moods, our prejudices, our thoughts and interpretations, and leads us into all truth. Jesus also discerns that all he is saying may be too much for the disciples to take in all at once, saying that you cannot bear them now, and nor can we at first. There is a wide gulf of difference between hearing and experiencing, and only by experience, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, blessed is the man who trusts in him, Psalm 34, verse 8, can we find the truth realized in us. And thus our faith is enhanced and trust in him grows. There is always profound wisdom from Jesus whenever he speaks, and compassion also, so that we are lifted up despite the ever-present troubles. He tells us that through the Spirit of Truth, the world will be convicted of sin, righteousness, and judgment, and the reasons why this will be, and is now so, for we have this promise from him: the Father will take of mine and declare it to you. Meditate on these things. Hebrews 13, verses 5 to 6. Let your conduct be without covetousness, be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? And finally, a holy command, Oswald Chambers on love, love with all your mind. To think as a Christian is a rare accomplishment, especially as the curious leaven which puts a premium on ignorance, works its sluggish way. A blatant pride which boasts of knowing nothing outside the Bible, in all probability, knows nothing inside it either. Christian thinking is a rare and difficult thing. So many seem unaware that the first great commandment, according to our Lord, is, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy mind." From Called of God.